Connor, it's nice to have you back in the Northwest. And I suppose, first of all, how are you feeling now, what, 7 days since the fight in Florida, since making it seven from seven? I know after the fight that you were disappointed in a way with your performance, but when you're in the pro ranks, at times things don't go your way, and it's all about how you dealt with the situation on the day of the fight and then afterwards. But at the end of the day, you've still got a polished professional record. So you have, Connor.
I the week before the fight, I caught a virus. There was a virus going around a week before the fight, and I ended up picking it up. So the whole week before the fight, I didn't get any training or anything done properly. But as I say, my coach was going to call me out, but I'll get in and get the job done anyway. But we'll move on to the next one, 2018. I'm happy to come home undefeated still, and we'll move on to the next one, 2018.
Yeah, and I suppose it's when you look at it like that you were ill before the fight and you weren't at all happy with your performance, to compete in your first eight rounder and get through it having been sick and having to take on the challenge, it's I suppose credits you there on that side of it, Connor.
I'm happy to get the eight rounds in. At least that's my first eight rounder under the belt now, and I know I'll be more prepared. Well, I was very much prepared for this fight, but things just come your way that you don't expect, and I got through it, as I say, so I'm happy enough.
Yeah, it's been a good year for you overall, 2017. You've been over and back, and you've been winning your fights. Satisfying?
Yeah, definitely. 2017 has been a very, very busy year. Seven fights in the 1 year, and it's unheard of, really, but the seven fights I've had were all very tough fights as well. We didn't really have any easy opponents, so I'm happy enough they come away with a victory from each one of my opponents, and I'm pleased with that.
Yeah, it's been a busy year, seven from seven, travelling over and back, and I suppose dealing with the environment and Florida too, but obviously you like the hot weather and the sun, do you, Connor?
I do like it. I'm glad to be home for Christmas. I like a seasonal weather. I like the dark days, you know, when it's winter time over there. It's a little bit weird. The sun's shining in the winter time.
Yeah, it's homesick, or being homesick isn't an issue for you at all, then?
No, I don't be homesick, but the only thing I can't say is obviously I miss my little girl. She will only be two now in February, so it's hard being away from her. But it is a job and it is a career, and it won't be a long career, so I have to make it work now.
Yeah, and what about the camp that you're with over there? Obviously, things going exceptionally well for you. You've got the right team of people around you, Connor.
I've great people surrounded me. We're on a great gym. I'm with a Hall of Fame boxing coach, Jim McLaughlin, and stuff. I couldn't have better people around me, and I'm very, very much happy they fall under their hands for professional side of boxing.
Yeah. So then what's next? You're home now and you're going to be thinking ahead to 2018. You're going to enjoy the Christmas period, but it's going to be a tougher schedule, is it, for next year?
We have a tough schedule set up for 2018. One of the first fights, we were planning on having a title fight, but I think we're going to have one more eight-rounder before we think about the titles. We could possibly enter the last man standing in Dublin, 3rd of March. We're still in talks about that. But we have a few ESPN dates set up for early 2018, so we'll just have to see what comes our way first and what's the best option.
Yeah, and that next fight, that next like round, next eight round, you're going to have. Are you going to go up maybe another level of fighter again? Are you going to go up somebody that's maybe more experienced than Calvin Metcalf?
Yeah, well, each fight, we are going to get more experience and more better fighters. But I think the better fighter you put on front of me, the better I perform. I bring myself to everybody's level. So if you put a world champion on me, I'll perform on the world level.
If you come through in another eight rounder, what level of belt will you be trying to fight for?
We'll be looking for the smaller titles first, like an Intercontinental and the stateside. And we'll just see what happens after each fight, and we'll see who comes knocking on the door. There's no looking for certain fights or whatever, but it'll be the smaller titles first, then we'll build ourselves up towards the end of 2018.
Yeah. How much would it mean to you if you were to fight at home, Connor, if this thing in March was to come off?
I would like to fight at home and like to fight in front of the home fans and stuff, but to be honest, I'm not too fussed. I'm happy where I am at the moment in America, and I'm happy building my record up over there. My name is getting it is growing in Florida side, and even most of America, and stuff like that. People are starting to know who the name is, but I don't care too much about fighting at home right away. So, as I say, we're going well in America, and I'd like to just keep going like that.
Yeah, are you probably in the best condition of your life that you've ever been in?
The last fight, that 8 week camp I've had, that was the best camp I've had to date. Each camp just seems to be getting better and better. But until that virus caught me at the end, it sort of put us back on track a little, but definitely still in good shape. As soon as I came home, I kept up the running and stuff, so we're still in good shape and we will be ready for 2018.
Okay. Well, Conor, it's always good to have you on the programme, and we follow you closely here, and you're going well. 7 wins from 7 bouts. You're looking to improve on that in 2018, but enjoy your time at home and enjoy your Christmas, and we'll continue to follow you in 2018, Conor.
Thank you. Can I just give a wee shout out to a few sponsors?
You can. Go ahead.
It's Classic Floor Designs, Olympus Fitness, G&K Constructs, Evolve Menswear, Paul's Butchers, and the Metro and the Bentley Bar and Derry, and James McLean, thanks Josh Cloven.